Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joost for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Groth scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Kell bunts towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Callaway moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Kell moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Majeski moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Taffy Wright now playing right field. Wally Moses now playing center field. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. LePon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. LePon reaches second base with a double. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz who is chasing the ball. Fain reaches third base with a triple. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to third. Guerra moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suter scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Fain reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski bunts, foul, towards the mound. Houdeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Fain scores. Wright moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. LePon moves to third. Berry moves to second. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell is walked intentionally. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.